and then we take a quick pause, and then we jump into what we've been playing. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we do now that the saga is over? Do we even continue with the patch notes? Is it even worth it? What do we do, Mikey B?
Oh, we continue, Josh. The story never really ends. That's the beautiful thing about video games, that they really never end.
I think it was a famous quote from one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, but the saga continues, but in just different games. The saga continues with, I'll do mine, I guess. My saga now is Crash Bandicoot.
So we are around part two.
Yeah, this is the part two of Crash. So we made it into like the third. I think it's like they call them riffs. Mm-hmm. So like I'm in the third spot. Just found like a new like super cool mask. And yeah, I've really been enjoying this game, man. Like I told you off air, like I stopped chasing gems. I guess just the lack of a better word. But like I stopped trying to like really fight for that 100%. Just because like going for that 100% would make me spend way too much time on levels. And then it just gets like frustrating. You know what I mean? Like if you're grinding out one level like every time because you keep dying trying to get one box is like, all right, like I'm ruining my own fun. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just like, let's just play the game and see how it goes. And it's been fun, man. Like if I miss a couple boxes here and there, that's no big deal. And I really like what they're doing here, man. They introduced a new playable character, I want to say it's Tawna Bandicoot. Tawna, T-A-W-N-A. And she is, I believe, Crash's girlfriend from the first one. I don't know if you remember.
I do not. Refresh.
Yeah, she's in the game. And she's like that, like, she looks like a Mad Max character in Crash. But, yeah, you got to play in her, and she brings, like, a whole new dynamic to the characters you can play in Crash. So it's pretty cool. And then once you find her, she kind of, like, opens up different, like, locations and opens the story up, too. But since also last time we talked, too, like, I've also – they have, like, the Neocortex, like, Lost Files, which is, like, the experiments he ran on, like, the Bandicoots, which you play levels and just – it's another fancy way to say like side missions, side quests, which is kind of cool too. But I don't know what the point of it is. Like, you don't really get anything for doing it, but except like an achievement. You got like all 100% on the boxes, but it opens it up a lot too. So, I got into like my first boss battle too, which was with Engine, and it was kind of like a post-apocalyptic, you know, heavy metal concert, which is kind of cool. And yeah, man, the game's still fun, which is great. So now that like I've stopped hunting for gems and just enjoying the game for what it is, it makes it just a lot better, man. And I am going to continue playing it. Plain and simp. Nothing too crazy there. Which if you're still on the fence of trying to get, I think you'd enjoy it, man. It's just it's got a lot to offer than like just like a simple Crash Bandicoot game, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's pretty much it for my saga with Crash, man. But kind of continuing on to what we've been playing too, man. I downloaded Star Wars Squadron, which I'm trying to be the best fighter pilot in the galaxy. And it's cool so far. I've started the story. And just getting, you know, trying to earn my wings and, you know, like I said, try to be the best damn pilot in the galaxy. I wonder what the story's going to be about. It's got an interesting take because you're kind of starting on like the evil side, the dark side of things. And I selected my character to be a part of the good guys. And it starts me with the bad guys. So we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know which way it's going to take, but I named my guy Eli McGillicuddy is my character's name in the game. And that's how we're going to roll with it.
Any thoughts or reason beyond that one there, Josh? Is that a fun name to say?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I think McGillicuddy is interesting to say. So I was like, let's put it with a little more of a modern name with like Eli or something. And we're just having a good time.
Nice.
That's pretty much about it, man. Call of Duty, you know the deal. You know the vibes. Skyrim is downloaded on the Xbox. So I might take a stab at that and see how that goes. And it's pretty much about it. You know, Strike Force, the gang, we still here. And that's about it, man. What about you? What have you been playing since we finally wrapped up the Mikey B saga with Hades?
Does the saga really end, or will it just continue in a different way? Stay tuned. First off, I was playing Mario. I'll dive back into playing some more Mario Maker 2. Specifically, Nintendo has these courses called Ninja Runs. Ninja is like this kind of starfish character that I think appeared in maybe Super Mario Brothers 2. So Nintendo has made 20, well, they will make 20, but they've made 19 speedrun courses with a various challenge. The two that I have done, one was collect 100 coins before getting to the end. And the other one was just, you know, go as fast as you can. They're just fun. There's fun and creative stuff. I think that what I really liked about this game, I think I talked about this last week, I'm just repeating it, is that I like the ability to go from, oh, this gameplay is like Super Mario World. This gameplay is like the classic Super Mario Brothers. This plays like Mario Brothers 3. This plays like 3D World. I like the ability just to like dive into like a style of Mario game for a bit and then like dive back into the next one. And as always, Nintendo is just extremely creative with the levels they played. Like the last run I played would be the third one was you have to collect a 10-piece coin, but the 10-piece coin is at the bottom of the jungle. So you start to level up top, and then you have to fall all the way down further and further and further and further to collect the 10 coin, and then you have to work your way up.
Cool.
So I was like, oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever because you have to find and you have to fall all the way down. So I haven't completed that one, but I was like, oh, that's really clever. And because it's Mario Maker, there's no one I'm looking forward to. You play as Zelda. You can play as like old school Zelda, like NES Zelda in some of these levels. So they made one, we have to play as Zelda. So there's going to be 20 of them. The last one, I believe, drops at the end of the month. And that will be the last one that Nintendo will make, which is kind of sad that it just got into it now. But
yeah,
it's cool that like they're on the server forever. So you always can go back and like see how your time does versus others. Because after you complete the level, you got this time graph. And then based on where you place on the time graph, you can say like, okay, kind of middle of the pack, front of the pack, or towards the bottom. So it's still that kind of like fun internal challenge of see how close you could get to like the top of the pack time wise. So that has been Mario Maker. But like I said last week, I wanted to at least get maybe one more run and just to see what happens dialogue wise once and like how the world maybe changes or adapts once kind of the main story has wrapped. One thing I forgot to mention that we were talking off mic about this is now the singer, now the musician sings. Remember, he sings. You got him to sing based on me, Zagreus, the character who's keeping on like persevering and keeps on trying to get out, you know, over time and time again. That inspired him to sing again. So now he sings songs while you're kind of talking within that like hub world. So that was a cool little story changer that happened once you complete the game. So that was kind of a cool beat that happened. Gameplay wise, this game always evolves. This game is constantly evolving and changing the chambers. I think the one that we talked about off mic, I'll just do it again, is this one was really cool. It's Dionysus is one of the boons you can get, and that kind of like alters your weapon in many ways. I was using the sword at the time, and with this boon, it dropped my health by 60%. So I dropped from, I think, 110 down to 48, and it cuts all the cells. It cuts down all the hearts down to 10. So normally they're 25%, like you get a boost in health, and now it drops it down to 10. But the one wrinkle on that, even though like, oh man, I'm super low P on health all of a sudden, is that every time you successfully land an attack, it adds 2 percentage points back to your health meter. So that was a really cool challenge that kind of definitely altered my gameplay, because when you have such low energy, you're definitely a little bit more, cautious, and but also because you get 2% attacks back, you're definitely kind of sourcing out what enemy you want to attack first and what enemy you want to attack last. Because ideally, you probably wanted, I was trying to attack kind of like the easiest hit enemies at the end, So your health, you know, no matter how much health might get dropped fighting the tougher enemies, you tackle some of those easier enemies towards the end, and all of a sudden you're back at, you know, 60% or 70%, whatever my health was raised to. So that was a cool strategy. I also now drop the God mode, which was kind of a damage assistant that you could use if you just wanted to see how the story plays out. So now I'm just playing the game, you know, as the game was meant to be played, you know, full, no aid possible. And it's really interesting. We kind of talked about off mic, but like how much I've progressed, because now it's pretty easy for me to get to Hades. It's not really a stretch anymore. It's like I was able to get to Hades and get to battle him for a bit. Almost, you know, got to taking him down that first part, because as you know, Hades is a two-part battle. So it's kind of interesting. Before, I think we talked about this maybe 5-6 weeks ago? Just about. That it was like, yeah, it was like, oh man, getting past Meg was like the challenge, which is like the first enemy you face. And now it's like, yeah, I pretty much just get to Hades on, that's almost guaranteed I'm going to get to Hades. And then depending how much, you know, depending on my boons and how many, you know, life, how much my, how big my energy is and how much life I have, then it's kind of, you know, roll the dice of if I'm able to take him out. But it's interesting. You start from like struggling to get to, you know, that first boss battle with the Fury sisters. And now it's like, I'm going to see Hades every time. And I might win and you might win, but this is how my run's going to end. So it's really interesting my progression that way.
Yeah, the first two levels are now child's play for you.
Very much so.
Like, and yeah, then like if I lose here, I could never play again.
And I was just talking about, like, I talked about that boon, and then I mentioned I'm going to do another run sooner or later where it's a time boon where I have to beat like those three levels and then get to Hades within, like, you get 9 minutes to get through each of these levels, and then you have to do it again two more times until you get to Hades. And so it's just how much you could alter your runs and alter the chambers that the game is always kind of revolving and refreshing and changing the way you play. I briefly mentioned that there is a kind of a challenge, like I think you could check mark in one of these packs of punishments that alters the bosses, where you have to like fight all three of the Fury sisters at once, and it alters the Hydra match a bit and alters the third battle a bit and alters the way Hades fights. So there's always a reason to do a run just to see how it alters it and just to see how it changes the gameplay and challenge of it. So this game is ever evolving, ever changing, and it's a game that I'll probably be talking about at least briefly.
Yeah.
Probably every week or every other week until, you know, for some time, I think.
This is your Strike Force, so
it could be, yeah.
It could be your Strike Force, and unless I start adding like dailies in there, then you're probably not gonna do that, but you know, you're in it, man. Like, they should probably get you to like do the Hades too. It's like, how would Mikey B do this the second time?
Oh man, that would be a dream to be like a QA tester, or just like get the ear of the developer to talk about like new ways to improve. That would be that's dream level stuff right there.
Yeah, man, throw it out into the universe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Have you been playing anything else?
No, that's it. But I do have a game I want to recommend to people. I haven't played it yet, but this game is really cool. It's called Kaz and the Wild Mask. So it's like Maze with a K, maybe K's? I don't know. K-A-Z-E and the Wild Mask. This game comes out in a couple of weeks, and this is a game that looks really, really interesting, because it is kind of a love letter to Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, word.
So if you're a fan of like the 16-bit Donkey Kong Country, this game is kind of for you. It got some really nice reviews in Nintendo Life. I think Nintendo Life gave it a 9 out of 10, which is a pretty high score. And yeah, it's coming out in a couple weeks. And you get different masks, and the different masks you get like changes you into different animals. So obviously, like if you get the bird mask, you could fly. You get the tiger mask, maybe you could jump higher.
Oh, cool!
So there's like a little bit of like some Mega Man like level, like based on like your mask, you kind of change the way you perform, kind of like Mega Man does. And they said, this is excellent level design from start to finish. Tough but fair challenge. Fantastic and consistent visuals. Transformations add gameplay variety.
This is dope.
The only thing they say is like negative. It's very similar to Donkey Kong Country. But beyond that, yeah, this game's coming out in a couple of weeks, and it's definitely on my list of game that might temporarily dethrone Hades for a bit while I jump back into a game type that I think we both near and dear to our hearts, which is the sky scrolling platformer. So this is definitely a game I definitely want to give a go when this game comes out in, I believe, a couple weeks, sometime in March, a couple weeks.
I can dig this, man. This is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really cool. I saw a little of the gameplay, and that's the way it moves and looks. It looks good. It looks legit.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of a still from a snow level, and it's got Mega Man X vibes to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is, oh man, good call. Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely take a look at this. This also reminds me of Rayman too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not Rayman 2, but Rayman as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, like the obstacles have like those humorous faces, and it's got like that Rayman style. Yeah, this is a good call, man. I'm gonna keep that in mind too. But also too, like, I guess to follow up on last week's episode, if you were listening, that angry.
Oh yeah, question: did you ever get back into that the dwarf game that you seem to enjoy a bit? The dwarf.
No, that's done.
That was a one and done thing?
Yeah, so I got that game like Deep Rock Galactic to kind of like see if I can do the multiplayer with it to get the gang to play like a new game. Like,
mm-hmm.
I kind of like convinced some of my friends to get Call of Duty Zombies because like I have a lot of fun with it. So I'm like, maybe they'll have fun too. But like I got to try to like expand it just because like, zombies can get very repetitive and like not everybody always wants to shoot zombies. So it's like,
sure.
Always trying to like find something that we can play as like a team or like a gang of like, as a unit. So sure. I threw that one out into the universe. It got like mild responses, but it never really picked up.
Well, so, think about Outriders. Outriders is a team-based shooter, so that could be one.
Yeah,
especially your squad is all on Xbox, so you'll be set.
Yeah. Also, like I threw Squadrons out into the universe, mm-hmm. so like, maybe we'll gang, take over the galaxy in spaceships. So. Yeah, I've been trying to find like little things here and there to find like, new games to play with and enjoy like the multiplayer of it,
mm-hmm.
So that game kind of fell. That's nothing. The Angry Nerd video game.
Did you ever give that one a go?
I never gave it a go just because gaming hasn't been like super. I haven't really given it like not 100%, but like I'm floating around like a solid 40-50% of my, free time could go to video games. So, if I do find some time, I would rather play this, this Kaz or this K's in the Wild Masks. This is dope. So I think, I don't want to make any promises but I'll try this and whenever, Outriders comes out, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Cool, man. So the saga continues for Mikey B and the saga starts for me. So we're just going to call it like, instead of like patch notes, we're going to call it like, what's your saga or something or like. The saga to where we just always keep adding to what we've been playing. So
I think that was a Puff Daddy and the Family name of a record.
There you go. The saga continues. Wu-Tang. And just like that, the Council Boys are out. See ya.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.